Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, Vexing Perplexing You, or Curious and Curiouser. Well, folks, I have a memory from a movie I saw as a child. The scene, a dark, tangled jungle. The characters, two men. The action, a running fight. Then one man stepped into quicksand. He flailed and cursed, but sank down until his mouth was just above the sand, still cursing the other man. Recently, I woke in darkest night, and my mind, which had been minding its own business sleeping, woke and ran me into the cognitive quicksand of a relationship problem. Stuck. Soon my arms were tangled about my head with my face pruned up, a prune with a tension headache. I laid like that who knows how long until I realized I was in a vexing, perplexing story of my own making. Not that there aren't real problems in my life, but the can't get out of it idea is usually much worse than the problem itself. If only I could stop flailing and can't get out, I might get a new perspective and regain my footing. What to do? Short term, first, notice we're in this mental quicksand because our minds are so automatic, we don't even notice what we're up to a lot of the time. Then, get curious about what thoughts are making up the quicksand. A hint, if we can't hear anything in our head besides, I'm right, you're wrong, we've slipped into it. In fact, that I'm right, you're wrong is itself a good part of it. Second, remember that sinking, stinking, thinking is just that and nothing more, just thoughts. Then calm ourselves, shifting my attention from my steaming thoughts to my breath. In, out, helps. Until my mind is an object of my observation and less a driver of blind aggression. Then here's the really hard part. Getting curious about the other person's, that's right, the stupid jerk's point of view. To do this, we must temporarily put aside our desire to be understood and acknowledged. No easy task. And listen, it's a little harder if we're calm. Then acknowledge what we hear, preferably without expecting anything in return. Remember, understanding and acknowledging the other's point of view might open to mutual understanding. Emphasis on the might, since he or she is also flailing about in their own quicksand. Long term, know we all have blind spots. Then look for a pattern in our own conflicts. Can't see any? Not to worry. We're blind to our own repetitive boo-boos, remember? If we're ready, seek out someone we trust who will give us real feedback about our blind spots. That new information might be a hand back to solid ground. Good luck. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.